This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join Trader Nick in the United States. Good afternoon from London. Nick, how are you doing?
Hey, Johnny. I'm good. Good to be back with you.
Let's start with the latest data from where you are in the USA. We've had some retail sales and unemployment numbers.
Yeah, so this morning we did get some economic data out of the United States, and actually a very welcomed round of data, given the uncertainty around whether the Fed is going to cut rates, whether the labor market is holding up. This was actually a pretty solid report to follow what was overall what I would describe this week as a mixed to slightly cooler than expected round of inflation. Just to recap, in case you missed the previous podcast episode that we did covering inflation, a high-level overview is that the consumer price index was sort of mixed when looking at both the headline and stripping out the more volatile components of inflation and looking at the core CPI, that was a little bit soft. So that first round CPI on Tuesday was a little bit mixed. But then you went to Wednesday. Wednesday's producer price index numbers were actually quite soft. And that was actually a very good thing because that suggests that, okay, there maybe is some cooling off in prices, could allow the Fed to cut interest rates. I don't think we got a massive move in terms of expectations for a rate cut in July, but the probabilities for a cut in September are pretty strong right now. Additionally, if we take a look at today's data, we had some retail sales numbers and, of course, our weekly jobless claims numbers. Both were very good numbers. So let's just jump into, first of all, retail sales, which, of course, tracks the state of the consumer, whether they're spending, et cetera. We had some good numbers there. We were forecasting for a 0.1% month-over-month growth in terms of retail sales, which, of course, is a way of tracking consumer spending. And we actually got 0.6% month-over-month growth. This is very strong. And again, this there's been a lot of worries in the market about the state of, you know, okay, all these tariffs and trade dynamics changing. How is this going to impact inflation? How is this going to impact the consumer and their ability to spend? Are these, you know, potential rising prices going to crush the economy? Well, so far, things continue to sort of remain resilient in the U.S. stock market or the U.S. Financial markets and specifically the U.S. economy. We saw retail sales come in better than expected, and core retail sales also come in better than expected. They also revised the previous number, notably on core retail sales, from minus 0.3% in the previous reported number to now just minus 0.2%. So a good retail sales numbers on good retail sales print on both the core and headline retail sales. At the same time, we also had unemployment claims drop this morning, 8:30 a.m. U.S. Eastern Time. Forecast was 233,000 unemployment claims. We got just a number of 221,000. So again, think about this intuitively, that is still good for the U.S. economy. Less people filing for unemployment is a strong thing for the labor market. And this follows a round of solid jobs numbers that we've got recently, right? We had that really good jobs report number in the month of June, reported the first week of July. And then, you know, we saw unemployment rate tick lower. It's been a good round of labor data, which is why I think that the Fed is pushed back or is likely to cut interest rates in September, according to kind of bond market expectations. And I think overall, we've got a circumstance in which, okay, economy's not too shabby. It's holding up pretty well. Inflation is mostly cooling. This is a sort of Goldilocks environment. And I think when we look at that holistically, that turns my attention here to the markets here for a second. The stock market is still near record highs. Actually, the S&P 500 very close to setting a new all-time high at the time of recording this. SPX around 6280 at the time of recording. And then also, what may be a welcome surprise to some, maybe not for everybody, is the strength in the dollar, right? The strength in the dollar seems to have come back into play here a little bit, based on what we just got done discussing. Retail sales were good, a round of employment data that has been strong, and inflation that is cooling, but perhaps not cooling too quickly to make the dollar go lower. So dollar index back to 98.7 at the time of recording this podcast, and seems to have found its bearings, at least for now, putting in a low around that 96.50 level. And I think there's a little bit of a, you know, the market for the dollar index specifically may have gotten a little bit oversold, right? We got a little bit overzealous with the bearishness out there. A very popular trade amongst institutions was, and still kind of is in the commitment of traders data, if you pull that up, has been sort of a sell the dollar and buy other things. That's been a theme in the commitment of traders data. And I think that we may be starting to see that start to unravel and coil back the other direction.
And what's happening to gold at the moment, Nick? In which direction is it currently going?
Yeah, so gold prices amongst all this, if you remember a couple months ago when we had the April sort of tariff announcements and all the uncertainties that came with that, gold skyrocketed. It went up to at one point $3,500 an ounce, or just shy of that number. The reason I bring that up is since then, we pretty much had that shoot off into space with the gold prices, and then we've mostly just gone sideways since then. And the reason I think that that is because we've gotten a round of sort of not certainty amongst the tariff stuff, but a lot less uncertainty. Remember that gold thrives on chaos and uncertainty. And what we just got done describing is an economy that seems to be holding up okay. Tariffs and trade dynamics seem to at least be moving in the right direction and not the worst case scenario. So you have this circumstance where gold's role as the safe haven has sort of lost its shine, if you will. Pardon my really cheesy pun, right? But the idea of gold being this safe haven, this safe asset, is in less demand when the economy seems to be holding up for the U.S. pretty well. Jobs data seems strong. Again, there's always pockets of the economy that are weak or things that are not so great, but at least at the holistic level, from the last few reported statistics that we've just covered, it seems like it's holding up decently well given everything that we've thrown at it. It takes me another down kind of a memory lane of doing this podcast together, Johnny, for a while. We've seen a lot of stuff get thrown at this market. Specifically, when I say this market, I'm talking about the U.S. economy. But even in other places, we've seen a good set of resiliency across global dynamics, with, you know, a pandemic thrown at this, all sorts of different geopolitical conflicts, the spikes in inflation, now trade wars, and yet still the economies of the world seem to continue to chug along and hold up okay. So I think that, you know, while gold has been a phenomenal mover this year, that weakness in the dollar may be, you know, in the process of shifting gears, changing directions. We'll see. Of course, not financial advice, and we could be dead wrong about that. But to me, it seems like you've got a shift in the momentum of the dollar, which could put a lid on how high prices in the gold world go, at least at this time.
Meanwhile, Nick, the psychodrama between President Trump and Jerome Powell continues.
Yeah, so yesterday we also got some interesting intraday news on the ongoing sort of beef between Powell and Trump. Specifically, there were rumors that Trump, you know, was potentially looking to fire Powell again. That flared up. And then those rumors were squashed. So we saw a really interesting move intraday on most charts, dollar, gold. The dollar moved lower immediately on this rumor, which makes sense because, again, the idea is, if Powell were to be taken out of his office and replaced by someone who is much more willing to do Trump's bidding and cut interest rates more aggressively in line with his interests, right? Interest rates would likely move lower in a hurry, and that would be very bearish for the dollar. But that rumor was sort of squashed by the president himself. When asked about that, he said it's not something he's looking to do. And so essentially, we did see some really big volatile spikes yesterday across a lot of different markets, but that ultimately reversed course pretty quick. So yeah, you could see initially, you know, there was a move lower in stocks, a move lower in stocks and a move lower in the dollar. Both of those erased those movements pretty quick once that rumor was squashed.
And finally, what should we look out for the week ahead?
So next week, we get some interesting more data. We have the New Zealand CPI coming out. We also have, looks like some elections happening in Japan as well. We have PMI numbers happening both in Europe, UK, and in the US, it looks like, on Thursday. So we'll get some interesting rounds of CPI data there. The ECB press conference happens on Thursday as well with their monetary policy decision. Could be interesting stuff there. And then to end out the week, next week, we do have UK retail sales to follow on Friday, early morning session for me.
Nick, thank you very much for your time today. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Johnny. You too.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.